58.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Again, we are back from Mississippi, Tupelo. As well, you can keep that music going there, brother. We've only done this, I don't know, 15,000 times now. But aside of that, what we can do is talk about the tool of terrorism. The writing is on the wall. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Have a look at yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean, and to the right of me, our pretty little princess, you know her as Stephanie Joy. If you're tuning in for the first time to the Sons of Liberty, do understand, friends, that we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence, and the patriots that the globalists despise. By the way, you like to go back to my statement, the voice that the pro-murderers wish to silence. Friends, when you listen to those environmentalists, you need to understand you are dealing with a dangerous people. They supposedly proclaim more love for the earth than they do life. So I suggest, since they advocate the murder of innocent babies, how about we advocate them first?
That's right.
How about we just go ahead and include them into their...
They can be the examples.
Exactly, in every sense of the word, because it's absolutely ridiculous. But aside of that, friends, welcome to the show. If you'd like to check us out online, you can. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Brand new page. It's been up for about 2.5-3 months now. Slow transition, adding to it daily, monthly, weekly, whatever the case might be. It's a great website. Check it out. Tell us what you think. You can also go over to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And you can also go over to Bradley Dean, two different websites, Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E, fan page and personal page. We appreciate your response. And you can also follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are open, friends. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Folks, we can also convey over to you, for those that did not know, we are turning talk radio into do radio. We're showing you our faith by our works, our labor of love, and a work of faith. And deeds, not words, like Mr. George Washington rightly said. And to say all that, to say this, folks, this is a radio show where we
for ourselves
and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, our pretty little princess? Now, before you get going, Stephanie, I want everybody to understand that what I want to talk about today is I want you to think. And I want to give you this one quote by Condoleezza Rice. She sat under George Bush's regime. She set up Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, quote unquote. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. So we're going to talk about terrorism and, friends, how it's created and who it works for, because it doesn't work for the people, but it does work for corrupt politicians,
doesn't
it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, we'll be right back.
Well, the reason why that is, I'm looking forward to this little discussion here on terrorism, but the reason why it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, it's just terrible, because you want them in your own. You want them in the mind of Christ, the heart of Christ. So before we get over to terrorism, I want to highlight a couple of things. Now, yesterday, if you were listening to the show, we were talking a little bit about, when are the American people going to rise up? You have to fight for your liberties and freedoms. It's not enough just to complain about it. It's not enough just to, you know, Facebook all your complaints. It's enough to get out there and actually put actions to your words and get the job done.
Really?
Yes. And I was wanting to look up some quotes from our founding forefathers. What they said about freedom. Great one by Samuel. This is what he had to say. said, if you love wealth better than liberty, the tranquility of servitude better than the animating contest of freedom, go home in peace. We ask not your counsels or arms. Crouch down and lick the hand of you. May your chains set lightly upon you, and may posterity forget that ye were our countrymen. That was a speech that he gave in the Philadelphia State House August 1st, 1776. And if you look at that, there is so much importance to that, because if you love your ease, if you love your entertainment, if you love your football games better than you love your freedom, then depart from us, because we have a job to do.
You're worthless.
Irate, tireless minority.
Yeah, you're not even good for the devil.
That's exactly right. James Madison said, I believe there are more instances of the encouragement of the freedom of the people by gradual and silent encroachments of power than violent and sudden usurpations. And we have to keep in mind, sometimes it's not always the big, quick grab that we see, or the thunderbolts of lightning.
Incrementalism.
Incrementally taking over, slowly taking away your rights, slowly stripping them away. That's what you have to be afraid of. It's like the frog in the pot analogy.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly what it is. As a matter of fact, when you look in Scripture, Deuteronomy 28 talks about it specifically, and it's called a siege. It means slow takeover. And that's exactly what you're seeing in America today. If you want to define judgments on a nation, open your eyes.
That's exactly right. And Winston Churchill, love him or hate him, he had a very good quote to say, if you will not fight for the right when you can easily win without bloodshed, if you will not fight when your victory will be sure and not so costly, you may come to the moment when you have to fight with all the odds against you and only a precarious chance for survival.
Mm-hmm.
There may be a worse case. You may have to fight when there is no chance of victory, because it is better to perish than to live as slaves. And right now, we have the opportunity, friends, to fight peacefully, to fight lawfully, to make sure that we go back to the foundations of our country. But it's not enough to sit around. It's enough to get off your butts and do something. Aristotle said, tolerance and apathy are the last virtues of a dying civilization. What do we see today? Well, you have to be tolerant of everything.
Who said that?
Aristotle.
What did he say?
He said, tolerance, which is the big word we're hearing today,
yep,
and apathy are the last virtues of a dying civilization.
Yep.
So when you think about it, what we're seeing today is a lot of people just apathetic.
John Adams said the same thing,
exactly.
Second President of the United States. He said that what follows luxury, he said decadence.
Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what we're seeing today. It's
that's
a slow
right.
decline, and it's happening quickly now.
So,
and,
guys,
we put ourselves here, friends.
We need to fight. We've got a job to do. The Sons of Liberty is doing the job, too, as well. If you want to support, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button. We need your help. Or you can call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747.
Were you going to read that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it didn't quite go along with what
I was... It's right under your hands for a reason. We're having a delay going on here.
I'm getting a delay in my ear, but yes, I will do this. This is one of your articles, and said this. Mr. Dean, thank you for this very powerful, capital power, capital full article. We need a lot more articles like this one. Again, thank you, thank you. Thank you. That's News with Views, one of Bradley's latest articles we got a great response from.
America, you are the militia.
Amen. And another good response we got was, I can't tell you how much we appreciate hearing you take a stand for Christ in this world. Keep the good job of knowing God is with you. We all have to ask him for guidance before we take a step and speak the word. May your mouths be open and the Holy Ghost speak through you.
Amen. The system of terror was essential to Stalinism. So terrorism and dictatorships, hand in glove. Who's responsible for terrorism? The dictators. Why? Because it creates to mold politically control.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hey, this is Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson of the Jesse Lee Peterson Radio Show out of Los Angeles, California. Check out the Sons of Liberty, Bradley Dean's radio show. He is one of the bravest white men on this side of heaven, promoting freedom, love of God, and love of country. You will not be disappointed. Check out Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's moneycode, the number 23.com. At moneycode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit moneycode23.com for free today. That's moneycode23.com.
They're poisoning the water with fluoride. They're spraying the air with aluminum. Why? And what can you do to defend your family? This week at MyWaterLiberty.com, in an all-new free webinar, Earth's most powerful cleansing secret is being revealed. A secret they don't want you to know about. Find out how to take aluminum and heavy metals out of your water and your body. Use it to neutralize deadly inorganic particles like lead, aluminum, and even mercury, and remove these accumulated poisons from your body. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now and sign up for free to find out how to turn even the worst tap water imaginable into pristine, clean water with powerful healing properties. You can take your water freedom into your own hands and defend yourself and your family from the globalist health agenda. It's your body, your water, your freedom. You have a right to drink pristine, clean water. Come and claim it. Go to MyWaterLiberty.com now. That's MyWaterLiberty.com. Go now and sign up for free.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, friends. 1-866-233-0747. Again, welcome back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Friends, you know how I make reference to Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28? You know, once I get into specifics, you know, into the specificities of everything, did you like that?
Specificity is yes. A great word.
Okay. What I want to do is I want people to hear for themselves exactly, just so everybody can understand prophetically where we're at, okay, and understand why we are where we're at before we get into the system of terror. By the way, friends, terrorism is always created, just so you know. Isn't it interesting? America's been under a Islamic threat over the last 10, 11, 12 years, what we've been told. But now we see the man entertaining our sworn enemies from the White House is now opening the borders to our sworn enemies. How does that work? That's a sign of conquering to your enemy, friends, just in case you didn't know. But when I look in Leviticus 26, getting back to my original point, how I make reference to Leviticus 26 and 28, I want you to listen to the specifics. Listen carefully as to what the Lord said. He said, but if you will not listen carefully unto me and will not do all that I command you, and if you shall despise my statutes, his judgments, or your soul shall abhor my judgments so that you will not do all my commandments, but that you break my covenant, not him breaking his promises, friends, you breaking your promises to him. He said this, the first thing, Leviticus 26, verse 16, I also will do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror.
Mm-hmm. Specific.
Wait a second. So God will appoint over you terror. He said, I will set my face against you, and you shall be slain before your enemies. He said, they that hate you shall reign over you, and you shall flee when none pursueth. And then he goes on, because he breaks it down, and he categorizes and he does judgment bring forth in stages, friends. He said, if you will not hearken unto me and you walk contrary to me. And again, he says, I will bring seven times more the plagues upon you according to your sins, not God's sins. So, as I've said so many times, God bless America. Yes, friends, God has blessed America. Now it's time for America to bless God by obeying God. And by the way, for goodness sakes, friends, save yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Save your future. Save your posterity. Save your eternal soul. Because it really does not take a genius to figure out what's going on here. I know we like to listen to a lot of these end timers talk about what's going on. But isn't it interesting? They always talk about how bad government is and how bad their enemy is, but they fail to look into the mirror to realize that God is appointing judgment over these people because they fail to keep the commandments of the living God.
That's right.
Wasn't it Jesus that said, he that saith he know me and keepeth not my commandments is a liar and the truth is not in him? These are professed Christians, friends, that are actually proclaiming these end times. Friends, it's unscriptural. They're blind. They are actually teaching people to fear consequence in the enemy rather than to fear God. And I say this in answer to that dilemma that you may have, that he who fears the face of man does not fear the face of God, but he who fears the face of God does not fear the face of man. And the man that fears the face of God is keeping the commandments of God, and he's walking in power and in victory because he's made more than a conqueror through Christ who loved him. It's common sense. But when I go over to Deuteronomy 28 now, it says, the Lord shall bring thee and the king which thou shalt set over thee unto a nation which neither thou nor thy fathers have known, and there shall thou serve gods wood and stone. And then when I turn the page, I can see in Scripture it tells me again, verse 49, chapter 28 of Deuteronomy, the Lord shall bring a nation against thee from far, from the end of the earth, as swift as an eagle flieth, a nation whose tongue thou shalt not understand, a nation of fierce countenance which shall not regard the person of the old, nor show favor to the young. And friends, I can go on. He says in verse 52, and he shall besiege thee in all of thy gates until thy high and fenced walls come down wherein thou trusted throughout all the land, and he shall besiege thee in all thy gates throughout all thy land which the Lord thy God hath given thee. And again, friends, I can go on and on and on and on. In Deuteronomy 28, there are 68 references as to what's going on under judgment. Now, to take what's going on spiritually, and let's bring it into the natural, because as I said during the first segment, if you want to define judgment, if you want to know what it's like to be under the judgments of God, just simply open your eyes, friends. And now I want to take this over to terrorism, because I want people to understand that dictators are under the judgment of God as much as the people that are either being chastised or judged by God. Matter of fact, when you look in Scripture, we can see that Nebuchadnezzar was used in God's hand to bring about judgment unto his people, to correct his people. But if they won't hearken unto the commandments of the Lord and correct themselves, because correction is grievous to those that forsake the way, but I'll tell you what, those that understand the Spirit of God, they turn at the rebuke of the Lord. And the Lord said, because you've turned and you've repented from your sin, he said in Proverbs 1, he said, I will pour out my Spirit unto you. There's so many people that miss the spirit of it and the life of Christ because they themselves have not repented. But let me go back again to America and to any nation. Because I want you to think in a way that you've never thought before. Keep in mind again, friends, dictators are under judgment as much as the people that are being used, because God is always using judgment for a higher purpose. Terror, the writing is on the wall. Condoleezza Rice, who sat under George W. Bush's regime during September 11, said this, quote, unquote, Joseph Stalin, Red Terror. She said the system of terror was essential to Stalinism. So in other words, Stalin created terror. She goes on, terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Why is it after September 11th, friends, did your government ask you to give up your rights that hundreds and thousands of men fought, bled, and died to give you? I'm asking you the question. Were they not telling on themselves, friends? Yes, they were. The minute they turned to the American people and said, hey, listen, we want you to forfeit your rights for the good of the people, Hey, it's right out of the communist playbook, friends. It's all over the place. It's right there. It's created. So as we look back at the atrocities that have devastated America over the past 12 years since 9/11, want us to reflect upon history and see how it is that past dictators have profited from the use of terror. Why is it all across the globe, even today, friends? We hear terrorism in Russia. We hear it in the East. We hear it in the West. We hear the threats in America. We hear the hissings in America. Those are God's warnings, by the way, to turn back unto Him. To see after September 11th, the American people turned the wrong direction. They didn't go to God. They allowed dictators, the immoral, to usurp who we are. And again, they were beginning to tell on themselves right then and there, if only the American people would have known the Word of God, to understand that history is now repeating itself. Because, why? Because they haven't learned from the past. So therefore, it's repeating itself. And here we are today, talking about terrorism, right? Let me give you a couple examples. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag to start a new world war. He perpetrated a war against the enemies he himself created. His propagandist, namely Goebbels, had the Germans believing that they were under attack, and all the while Hitler was the one doing the attacking. Let me say it again. Hitler was responsible for attacking his own Reichstag. Go back in history, friends, you'll find 80 million people were duped into believing that it was a foreign enemy that did it, only so Hitler could attack that country that he was blaming for the attacks done to the Reichstag, which later on were found out to be the perpetrator himself, the criminal himself, Adolf Hitler. This is nothing new under the sun. Matter of fact, friends, even after September 11th, I'm just giving you what they said, okay? I believe it was the German chancellor that said Hitler would be proud of George W. Bush after September 11th. I didn't say that. The German chancellor, and then I believe it was a woman that said it, and I also believe that she ended up recanting. Why? After September 11th, why did America attack Iraq when Iraq had nothing to do with it? Hey, friends, just asking the question. So again, Hitler, going back to Hitler, who is responsible for attacking his own Reichstag. One more point. Did everybody listening to me today, did you know that Hitler's youth were the church youth groups? See, they were duped into believing that he was some sort of savior to Germany, when in fact he was there to devastate Germany and the world if he had the opportunity. And did he attempt it? Absolutely he did. Today in Germany, they teach the German people all the signs of what a dictator will do once he comes into power. And when you take that over to what's going on in this country now, and it didn't just start, friends. Remember, Hitler was the guy with the little mustache that less than 3% of the German population took serious. And then once he got into power, guess what he did? He started to kill off his own opposition. 6 million of his own people before he killed off the Jews and the gypsies and the dissidents. So keep in mind, friends, terrorism is created only to perpetuate an agenda. They always create an enemy when in fact you'll find the enemy are those that are profiting from the terrorism that's been created. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Please pay attention, folks. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is a Christian, veteran-owned wholesale preparedness company. Our mission is to get the Word of God out to all those in need of a Bible and who cannot afford one. We also provide great-tasting freeze-dried food from only 50 cents per serving, GMO-free food, over 1,000 preparedness items. Plus, for a limited time, type in the word Genesis at checkout and get a free King James Bible with every purchase. That's AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com.
I'm David Cordani, President and CEO of Cigna. We're proud to support the March of Dimes by walking in the March for Babies. It feels great to know that the money we raise funds life-saving research and programs that improve the health of babies. With your help, we can make this year better than ever. Join Cigna and our coworkers across the country in March for Babies to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthier babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org and march to help our babies. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, real quick stuff.
Yeah, there's a great quote by Benjamin Franklin who said, "They that can give up essential liberty to obtain a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." And it's so interesting because, as you're talking about here, history keeps repeating itself over and over. And the sad thing is, I remember seeing a book once, and it was, you know, a book, and it says, you know, things that we have learned from history. And you open up the book, and there is, you know, 180 pages of complete blank.
Blank pages.
There's blank pages. There's no writing. There's nothing. And, of course, it's making the point of we have not learned anything from history. And when you're talking about these things, it sounds so familiar. You know?
This, dictators come into power when the church forfeits their rights in obedience to their creator.
Yeah, exactly.
Every time a people depart from the living God, history begins to repeat itself, and it doesn't take very long before it happens, friends.
Exactly, and it's a slow takeover, as James Madison was talking about. As you mentioned, September 11th, what are we told? Well, now when you go to the airport, you have to do this.
And, James Madison said, understanding the works of a dictator and a tyrant named King George, he said that if tyranny or oppression ever come into this land, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. And friends, you got to pay attention to the state-run media. Foreigners will even tell you when they come into America that your press is lying to you on a consistent basis, and they're brainwashed, they're stupefied. They do it advertently or inadvertently, but they're telling you, America, that you're being lied to. You're being told constantly that you're dealing with a foreign enemy, when in fact it's your government, corruption in government, that's actually perpetuating the crimes against you, friends. So therefore, what they're doing, just like Stalin did in several cases, case in point, hey folks, let me ask you a question. Who is responsible for Ruby Ridge?
Mm-hmm.
The government was. What about Waco, Texas, friends? Who is responsible for Waco, Texas? We found that the government was attempting to set him up.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, what happens? Everybody blames Mr. Bad Guy over there, right? And 18 people, 19 people die in the process. Oh, by the way, three of them just happened to be personal bodyguards for none other than Bill Clinton himself.
That was very convenient.
Very convenient. Mm-hmm. You can actually watch the footage of one of their own turning on and killing the other two.
That's exactly
right.
So
it's pretty incredible. But who did that? I mean, it's so far out there to believe the government would ever do that.
Those are just conspiracy theories.
Totally.
What are you thinking?
Totally. But again, I didn't say it. Condoleezza Rice said Joseph Stalin in Red Terror. She said the system of terror was essential to Stalinism.
Oh, wait, hold on a second. Just stop for a second. Don't you think you find it kind of odd that under the George Bush administration, all they did was terror, the terror alert? I remember going to the airport. It's on orange today, which is like the second highest terror alert. So don't you think that she'd be kind of telling on herself? She's talking, well, this is Stalin.
Yeah, but let
use
me...
the system of terror, and we're using the same thing with George Bush.
It was a little weird when you hear a congressman by the name of Jim McDermott say that, you know what, everybody was suspecting the government after September 11th as to being responsible for what was going on there. But it was rather interesting that a congressman by the name of Jim McDermott came forth and said, listen, they can get people to do anything with use of fear. And doesn't anybody think it was a little weird after September 11th that they tried to ram the bill through the Patriot Act, friends, which should rightly be called the Act of Tyranny? Asking you to give up your rights, the government was, at 3:35 in the morning, and not one of those incumbent that serves we the people actually had time to read the bill?
Mm-hmm.
No, but let's ram it through. Of course.
And
of course.
Another good point to note here is if we're really under a system of we got just attacked by terrorists, this is something, if I was the president of the United States, I'd say, well, listen, all my good citizens need to be armed. If we're under attack, we don't want to, and now what are we saying? Oh, we have to have gun control, and we're taking away your gun rights, and so
that's
so
why it's very telling.
Exactly.
That's what I'm trying to say to the people, and this is what they have to wake up to. If there is a terrorism problem, then why is your government asking you to give up your rights, and why are they asking you to give up your rights to bear arms? Why are they asking for rights to spy on the American citizens? Who's the one letting the radical Muslims in the first place?
That's exactly
the one sitting in the White House. So, friends, who, again, is this working for? But let's get back to the point, talking about the system of terror, which was essential to Stalinism, said Condoleezza Rice. Terror was the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Okay, so Hitler, by the way, friends, was also responsible for sending his own brown shirts to incite the people so he could play the role of problem solver. Who's creating the crimes? He was. 80 million Germans refused to believe Hitler was guilty of these crimes until 12 million of their own fellow citizens were slaughtered. And by the way, friends, then it was too late. See, guys like me, you got the little bloggers out there trying to nip on my heels and try to discredit what I'm telling you. But the fact of the matter is you got to keep in mind they were doing it back then, too. And see, what happens is, it's just like any other prophetic voice, it's not listened to until after the fact. See, it's like nothing new under the sun. The spirit of the world has not changed, friends. The spirit of the world is to persecute the living Christians and to praise the dead ones. And there's nothing new under the sun. And that's exactly what was going back on during the days of Hitler and his rise to power. And you better rest assured, friends, there are people out there warning the people in Germany concerning Hitler.
Yeah, it goes back.
But they laughed it off because prosperity was there. The economy was good. By the way, that was all propped up. That was all a facade, friends. Until God turned judgment back upon the people. And by the way, friends, what you let politicians do, God will judge a people for. How do I parallel that? I can contrast it with this. Why is America so hated by foreign countries? Because what you allow your politicians to do to their country, at length, you are going to reap what you sow. Just give it a little time. You are hated, friends, in this world because what you allow your leadership to do to their countries. That's why. Okay? Is that proven?
Yeah, it's exactly
right. Did you
right.
want to say something, Chase? I noticed you're kind of looking at me with a red face.
I have to say something, too, about, you know, going back to these documentaries and what happened when Hitler was in power, is a lot of these Jews said, oh, it'll never happen. They didn't think it would get that bad. Or they would say, listen, why would they get
rid
of us?
They still need us.
We're the essential workers. Why would they want to exterminate us? You get to the point where you think, it'll never happen. You kind of put a blind eye to it, and you don't realize, as Winston Churchill was talking about, you may have bring to a point if you don't have preventive measures taken where you have no chance of victory. As you're talking about after the fact, everyone says, I wish we would have.
Yeah.
Well, we're screaming in your face saying we're doing something about it before it gets to that point.
So when you're dealing with lawless people, do they actually keep their word? Do they actually allow themselves to follow the dictates or the rule of law within themselves? Of course not. That's what they do. Were you going to say something, Chase?
Well, I can. I mean, if you take it to the spiritual, that's what I was thinking. It's the same thing with Christianity. Why is the Christian church so hated by the world nowadays? For the wrong reasons, obviously.
Yeah, they're reproached now.
It's one thing to be hated for the right reasons. It's a completely other thing to be hated because you're full of, you know, there's a bunch of hypocrites in the church and everything.
You're laughed off as a reproach concerning the American church today. But if you're really speaking forth the truth, they want to crucify you.
Yeah,
big difference.
Yep, same thing.
So anyways, getting back to this, friends, talking about Stalinism and how terrorism is created only to be used as a political battering ram. They create their own enemies, and then what they do is they perpetuate the crime. Nothing new. It's totalitarianism, friends. Another point I wanted to make is when we look in history and now to the present, which I just showed you through Hitler, and now bringing you to the present, it seems rather strange that when America is attacked, one does not question why it is that the government is right there again asking the people to relinquish or forfeit their rights. And by the way, again, friends, keep this in mind. Rights in which hundreds of thousands of men and women have fought blood and died to give you, namely your family members. Okay? I want you to listen to what General Douglas MacArthur said of the United States government back in 1957. He said this. He said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear. Who's pushing fear? The government kept us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor. What's happening today, friends, under George Bush? By the way, for those that did not know who George Bush's dad was, George Bush Sr., he's the guy that called for a new world order over 212 times. He's the guy that said, out of chaos, can we create a new world order? Who creates the chaos? If you do a little homework on George Bush Sr., you'll find that his daddy was named as Prescott Bush, and he was one that was illegally financing Hitler's war.
Those inconvenient
truths. Oh, Bradley. Yes. Oh, you're Bradley. You're nuts, man. You're just so far out there. Am I? Go walk down to the store and look on the front page of the paper, friends. Who's winning, the righteous or the unrighteous? And let me ask you, how are the unrighteous getting their way? They're the victim of something, aren't they, friends? They're the victim of something, aren't they, friends? They have to overthrow those bad, bad laws that God established because we can't be ruled by God. We have to rule ourselves, and in the process, we'll stampede over the top of anybody that gets in our way. Is that what's happening? What about yesterday's show when you had Congressman Michelle Bachmann warning the people about Barack Hussein Obama as a despot, as if he's a law unto himself? He's not being ruled by law, friends. He's doing what you allow him to get away with. It always comes back to that very thing.
That's right.
He'll only do what you allow him to do.
And as she said in her interview, they need political pressure. They need the people to rise up with them.
And they need leadership.
Exactly. And like she was talking about Bill Clinton, he was impeached in the House. But that was because there was political pressure. The people rose up and said, we want this. So she's saying, well, you know.
Does anybody know what that was about, by the way? Bill Clinton being impeached? It had everything to do with ChinaGate, friends. He was actually giving military secrets away to the Chinese. And everybody thought it was about Monica Lewinsky.
That's right. That was the cover-up.
That's right.
But we have to go back and say, listen, we need to rise up so that way the people that represent us, they can have the authority to say, listen, this is what the people want. That's what happened with Bill Clinton. So in the same way, we need to rise up and understand that rebellion and resistance to tyrants is obedience to God, as Thomas Jefferson said.
Right.
Sometimes people think, well, we got to pray for those in authority.
Yeah, let's pray. How's your praying going?
Exactly.
How's your praying going, friend? And that's not an indictment against God. It's an indictment of those that don't do and work along with their prayers.
That's exactly
it's
right.
It's sickening, and these people are those that the Lord said, I will vomit them out of my mouth.
Right.
They make me sick as well. Friends, you have Bradley and Stephanie, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. If you'd like to call in last segment, I'm going to finish this up. But we're talking about a system of terror, friends, that is created only to implement an unlawful agenda. Namely today, it's called the New World Order, said Daddy George Bush Sr. Be right back after this break.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
Imagine if you had a secret code for making money. A code buried deep within biblical text. A code that certain investment titans have quietly exploited to amass billions. And what if this code could be used by you today to unlock vast amounts of wealth safely and ethically? Investment expert and former pastor Sean Hyman says there is such a code. He calls it the Biblical Money Code. Sean credits this code for helping him go from making a mere $15,000 a year to now giving away up to $50,000 a year. And today you have a chance to tap into this life-changing code by visiting the website moneycode23.com. That's MoneyCode, the number 23.com. At MoneyCode23.com, you will find a free video that describes how you could use this biblical code in your own life to get out of debt and invest for profits. Visit MoneyCode23.com for free today. That's MoneyCode23.com.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I am the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
Hey, friends. I got a question for you. Since September 11th, who has lost besides the American people? Okay? Who has gained? Look at the expansion of government, friends, since September 11th. It's incredible. It is so telling. Let me go back to 1957. Keep this in mind. Franklin D. Roosevelt said, there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. That's what he said. This is so easy for me to see this kind of stuff. But listen to it again. General Douglas MacArthur, he said of the United States government back in 1957, he said, our government has kept us in a perpetual state of fear through the state-run media, keep us in a continuous stampede of patriotic fervor, with the
cry of grave national emergency. Always there has been some terrible evil at home or some monstrous foreign power that was going to gobble us up if we did not blindly rally behind it. Who said that? General Douglas MacArthur, speaking of the United States government in 1957. Huh. Yes, he again said that in 1957. You would think, that this is what our government said on September 11, 2001. Well, friends, guess what? It was. George W. Bush, September 20th, 2001, said this: every nation in every region now has a decision to make. Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. In other words, either you do and submit to what we say or you're a terrorist. Wasn't it Henry Kissinger that said that those that don't fall to what the government perpetuates, in essence, are the terrorists? It's created, friends. Oh, by the way, after George W. Bush said that, the statement that every nation in every region now has a decision to make, either you are with us or you are with the terrorists. Hey, no matter what form of terror they create, friends. After that statement, the Unpatriot Act was signed into unlaw, and now Americans' Fourth Amendment rights are violated as they are searched at almost every airport in America through the TSA's preferred authority and, I'm sorry, pretended authority. And the government, step by step, aggrandizes power to itself while consuming individual liberty.
You know,
it's all being done illegally, friends.
You know, I've got this great quote. It said, Norton versus Shelby County. It says, an unconstitutional act is not law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duties. It affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative as though it had never been passed.
Yes.
So if it's
null and void.
It's all null and void. What is so difficult to understand about that? If it goes against our Constitution, it's not law,
but
it's null and void.
But the people don't take the time to say thank you to those that fought, bled, and died to give them that founding document. They're not thankful enough to actually read those documents to know the difference as to what the truth is and what the truth is not. As if to say, if they don't know what it says, then they're not going to be held responsible for not magnifying what it does say.
Right.
And how is that working out for a stupid people?
Right.
If a nation expects to be ignorant and freed, expects what never was and never will be, said Thomas Jefferson. So you have it. But let me finish this up. Do you not remember, friends, not too long ago, the Equal Opportunity branch of the military put out a training manual labeling evangelical Christians as the number one threat to America? So here comes radical Islam into the DHS, radical Islam into the military. Oh, by the way, I'm so far out there. I just want to say, of course, I'm being facetious. But for those that think I'm so far out there, why is your president scaling down your military right now, friends? Just kind of curious to know why that is. And why is he putting America's sworn enemies into power concerning those positions, my friend? I thought they were the enemy.
That's right.
I thought that we were supposed to actually stand against them. No, friends. It's never been about them. And by the way, the radical Muslims are only merely being used as a political battering ram too. Friends, don't people understand that you're not going to war against heaven and win the day? I don't care who you are. I don't care who you are. You will not win. History shows us. If you want to learn from history, friends, he who spits against heaven will fall on his own back. They fall on their back, friends. And by the way, all men are mortal. They are all going to die.
That's assured.
But again, here you have it. The Equal Opportunity branch of the military put out a training manual labeling evangelical Christians as the number one threat to America. And within a week, the USA Today front page stated, terror returns. So who's being attacked, friends? You are! Terror returns after the Boston Marathon bombing, and officials are stating that the suspects are possibly homegrown terrorists. Who's opening the door for these people, friends?
Right.
Who's creating the terrorism, friends? And by the way, again, as I stated earlier, this isn't the first time our government has labeled Americans as terrorists. So let's go to Waco, Oklahoma City, and Ruby Ridge to see who is responsible for the terror enacted. I will post that on Sons of Liberty Radio right now. Sons of Liberty Radio right now on Facebook.
It's interesting to note, too, when you're talking about evangelical Christians as being, you know, the terrorists. Isn't it interesting?
Terrorists to who?
Yeah, to who? Exactly. Yeah. To their lawless means and lawless measures. But it's interesting how judgment is turned backwards. And those that established our country, they were Christians. They were evangelicals. They were perpetuating the gospel of Jesus Christ. Those are the ones that were assuring ourselves, the Black Regimen, that those that were living during that time and their posterity was going to have freedom. They were the political forefront, and they were actually making sure freedom was right for all the posterity and the generations to come behind them. Now, judgment is turned backwards, and those who are Christians going back to being patriots, the Tea Parties, all these different things that stand for everything our foundation.
Who attacks the state-run media more than who attacks the Tea Partiers more than the state-run media?
Exactly right.
And we found out 9 months ago that all the information going out on Barack Hussein Obama's administration, if it's not being bought and paid for through CNN, then it's being vetted by his administration, friends.
That's right.
That is illegal, friends.
And they're denying Tea Parties and religious groups.
They're attacking along with the IRS. And by the way, they're taking that up another level. Now the ACLU is jumping in. But friends, every one of these organizations are communist nations. I'm going to post a video right now on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, okay? And what I'm talking about is Waco, Oklahoma City bombing and Ruby Ridge. Now, I also want to show you how they use these little mindless bloggers, these communist bloggers. I remember when I posted this article, Right Wing Watch came after me. Right Wing Watch will not get on the radio. By the way, none of these bloggers will, friends.
What?
Because they're spineless punks is what they are. And they have no sense of right and wrong. They're just a bunch of useful idiots as... I'm sorry. Oh, I can't post it. I got to go actually onto YouTube right now. I'm sorry. I'll post it up. But they don't understand that they're useful idiots only being used. And useful idiots are always the first ones to be taken out once they actually open the door for power to the dictators
that's
that
exactly
they were
right.
working for.
You know, that reminds
Stinking
me of...
stupid people, man.
You know, of King Arthur, there was, you know, this one particular man who had turned on his own countrymen to help the enemy. And what happened was, is after the enemy got what they wanted and the information from this individual, then the individual ended up getting killed. And why was that? Is because the people said, listen, this guy's a traitor. He's going to not stand. So those that actually turn on their own people, they reap what they sow. Don't they understand that if you step on someone to get, if someone's stepping on you to get the upper hand.
Oh, there's nothing wrong with them. I mean, that's normal.
Well,
I mean, that's
is,
what you're supposed to do,
exactly.
Right?
You step on someone to get the other hand, upper hand. What makes you think that that's not going to in turn happen to you? You know, it's funny when you hear people talking about other people. This is kind of a side note, but, you know, they're gossiping about so-and-so. It makes me think, listen, when you leave, what makes you think that they're not doing the same thing about you?
They are.
Exactly.
They are.
The point is, people are so foolish to think that, well, you know, I'm being used right now and this won't happen to me. Listen, like, is there a different portion of Titanic that's going to see?
I'm being protected by the one that's actually telling me to roll over these people.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Yeah. It's like this. Here you have Barack Hussein Obama crying over Sandy Hook. There's a lot of speculation around Sandy Hook as well, friends. But yet he's the one that's voting over 212 times to make sure babies are murdered in the wombs.
That's right.
And there, that's very telling. That explains what we're saying
and
here.
And you take guns away that would protect children. I mean, hello. You have to
but they can have them.
On purpose.
But they can have them,
exactly.
Stephanie.
You protect your president with guns, your congressman with guns, your celebrities with guns. But your children, the common man, the common citizen's children,
peasants.
Does not.
We're peasants,
you can't protect your own children. Just us important ones that are trying to destroy your country and the foundations of your country. Just us.
Right.
I mean, so for those of you, again, as I mentioned in the very beginning of the show, we have a job to do, and we are doing it here at the Sons of Liberty. Regardless of what people may say or do, we are going forward. And for those of you, it's time to support. It's time to put your feet to your actions, your feet to your mouths, I should say, to your talking. Turn talk radio into do radio.
There
and
you
support.
Go.
Woo!
Finish show.
So 1-866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Click on the donate button. Support what we're doing as we fight the good fight of faith and go back to the foundation.
1 John 3:18, love you by what we do, deeds not words. We will talk to you in 23. See ya.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.